Every day with Jesus. The vision of God. Day 1. Needed a new vision.
Bible reading from Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." He said, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding, be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused, make their ears dull, and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "For how long, Lord?" And he answered, "Until the cities lie ruined and without inhabitant, until the houses are left deserted, and the fields ruined and ravaged, until the Lord has sent everyone far away, and the land is utterly forsaken. And though a tenth remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. But as the terebinth and oak leave stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump in the land."
We begin by focusing on a theme of deep spiritual importance. It is my conviction that the Christian church needs a fresh vision of God. Almost without our realizing it, a spiritual myopia has afflicted us. We are not seeing life clearly because we do not see God clearly. A right perspective on God gives us the right perspective on everything else: life, work, money, service, relationships, and so on. There is possibly no greater vision of God and His glory in the whole of the Bible, apart from John's encounter with the Almighty in the book of Revelation, than the vision we find recorded in Isaiah chapter 6. It is with this chapter that we are to be concerned. We shall depart from it at times to look at other related aspects. But the thrilling vision of God that was given to Isaiah is to be central to our study. Isaiah came face to face with the living God and found that his whole life was transformed. I trust the same thing will happen to us as we pursue this theme together. The reason our problems often seem overwhelming is because we allow the things of time to loom larger in our gaze than the things of eternity. The tiniest of coins, when held close to the eye, can blot out the sun. I invite you, therefore, on this very first day of our journey, to begin to lay hold on the truth that life works better when we know how to glance at things but gaze at God. Seeing Him clearly will enable us to see all other things clearly.
Glance at things but gaze at God. O God, give me, I pray, a fresh vision of yourself. I need it and need it badly. Fill my whole horizon with the splendor of your love, your power, and your glory. In Christ's peerless and precious name I ask it. Amen.